The industry that makes costumes for Broadway, movie, and TV productions in New York is trying to recover after being hit hard by the pandemic. More than 500 people who work as pattern makers, stitchers, hat makers, and painters were left without work as theater and film production shut down. Now, a new exhibition called Showstoppers on 42nd Street in the heart of the theater district is showing off their work. Jeff London reports.
When you see a Broadway show, the costumes need to be visible from the front row of the orchestra to the back row of the balcony.
People don't get to see them this close up. They've never realized that every single bead and every single bobble that's on one of these costumes is hand-placed.
Brian Blythe is a founder of the Costume Industry Coalition, a group of 55 costume shops and businesses that service Broadway and film. They've sponsored the exhibition. Blythe shows me one of Elsa's dresses from Disney's Frozen.
When you look at the Frozen ice dress, the crystals involved and the mirrors and all of the beading that is on there, the weight of that dress is so heavy because it is so full of all of this ornamentation.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
And this exhibition in a former sporting goods store that went belly up during the pandemic is filled with examples of the craft and care that goes into costumes, from Hamilton to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel to the new musical, Six.
Divorced, beheaded, died.
As you walk through the exhibition, you can see people at work making the real hats and clothes actors wear on stage. On the afternoon I attended, I saw two people working on understudy costumes for Six. Meg Whedon is a draper.
I'm in the process right now of correcting some patterns for the understudies. I've had a couple of fittings. They've come in now to the city, and so now I'm taking their patterns and correcting them so that then we can cut it out of all the real fabrics.
Elsewhere in the exhibition, I met Caleb Howell, a milliner making hats.
I'm doing some wire bending for showgirl headdresses.
Howell says he lost all of his Broadway work during the pandemic.
The pandemic was rough. It really was rough.
And the industry, which is 70% female and over a third immigrant, has been hurting. Most businesses are deeply in debt, so the proceeds from the show will help to pay it off. Broadway fan Sarah Montana loved seeing the exhibition and supporting the costume shops.
It's so cool to be able to see these things up close and personal and to see just how much goes into them and the thought process behind them. It was great to actually do the interactive downstairs and play with sequins.
Showstoppers is running through September 26th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.